you brought up a good point about Mike Tomlin before, too, Jim, about how he possibly isn't used to working with a non-experienced quarterback, and especially a young quarterback, because he had been for all those years. He had a Hall of Fame quarterback underneath his belt. Jim, he does potentially have a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. So does that change your thought process? Russell Wilson is a guy, I mean, he won a Super Bowl, went to another Super Bowl. He probably will be a borderline Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. Does this change your thought process of how Mike Tomlin will be able to handle the quarterback position this year?
Not really. Although he did bring in a guy that has some experience as a coordinator and a head coach. But I don't mean because Ben Roethlisberger couldn't have been easy to coach. But at the same time, is that he was a guy that it was his offense, and even though quarterbacks, it's not like, you know, drawing up plays in the dirt unless you're Peyton Manning. Nonetheless, he had the experience, and he could pretty much do whatever he wanted, which he proved when Randy Feitner got hired as offensive coordinator. But what happened since? And I still think that if Ben stayed around 1 year too long. If he hadn't come back for that year, then they would have been forced to see what they had in Mason Rudolph, which I still think is better than what he had a chance to show when all that, everybody knows what happened in 2019. And I don't think, it wasn't like he wasn't given a chance. Yes, he was given a chance, but it was under circumstances where he was concussed a couple times, really, when you think about it. But anyway, I still think Rudolph could have been okay. I don't know if we'll ever get to see that now that he's with Tennessee, but with Russell Wilson, and we can't do anything about that stuff anyway. But okay, if this was Russell Wilson from 10 years ago, all righty, mm-hmm. You know, now we're talking. But quarterbacks can play. Well, Ben played for a while. A lot of those guys played until they were older, and so he has a chance to be really good. But you've got a new coordinator. You've got a lot of new receivers who have little experience in the NFL. And even Pickens has little experience in the NFL, as talented as he is. But unless they trade for somebody, which I don't think is going to happen, if it is, it's not going to be one of those big ticket guys that everybody had, you know, said, "Oh, let's bring in Ayuk, let's bring in Samuel, let's bring." You know, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, the quarterback should be better than what we had last year, should be. But that phrase "should be," "supposed to," those phrases, right. There are a lot of things that should be or are supposed to. Penguins are supposed to have a really good power play. Penguins should have a good power. Well, they didn't.
Right.
It was terrible. And so we really don't know what we're going to get. And a lot of that has to do with how they can work together, meaning Wilson, Arthur Smith, and maybe to a lesser degree Justin Fields, because he's kind of hanging around too. But I don't think he's a, you know, it's going to be Wilson's show.
Yes.
Unless something happens to him, which, at an advanced age, and with all the games, and with all the injuries, we'll probably end up seeing both of those guys.
Do you think that if something does happen, that Wilson and Fields is the guy, that he can be the guy? Like, from just knowing him from Chicago?
I don't know. I do know that Mike Tomlin was always infatuated with
Yes.
him. And because all you just go back and take any of the, when he, you know, he does that rundown of every player on the opposing team every week, when mm-hmm. he did that with Justin Fields, you could see how enamored he was with him and with other quarterbacks like that, where his eyes almost light up when he talks about the respect that he has for dual threat quarterbacks. And Wilson at one point was more of a passer than a runner, but he was, you know, to a lesser degree, a little bit of a dual threat quarterback. But Tomlin needs to take a hands-off approach, basically. Maybe he should have been more hands-on with the quarterbacks the last couple of years, but Arthur Smith is going to be given the, he's going to be, you know, here you go. It's your offense. This is what we're going to do. And so I think a lot of it has to do with him, how the quarterback's going to work with the coordinator, how everybody's going to work together. The defense, if it stays healthy, that should be enough to keep him in games. But the game's different now. So you need to outscore people. I always know you had to outscore people. You know what I'm
saying? But
you need to outscore people in the 20s and 30s.
You need to outscore Cincinnati because Joe Burrow's coming back. You need to outscore the Ravens because now that they have Derrick Henry. I mean, if you look around the AFC, if the Steelers get their stuff together in-house and say that they're all on the same page, they still have a battle to fight outside of the Steelers organization, which is the other teams that they're going to have to go against.
Well, you guys probably did the win-loss thing way too early, you know, as soon as the schedule comes out. I think I had them something like 10-1 or 9-2 at the beginning of the season, and then all of a sudden they could go 0-6 down the stretch based on the schedule that they have, the divisional games that they have, which are usually 50-50 propositions, and for whatever reason Lamar Jackson doesn't seem to do well against the Steelers. But who do they have? Kansas City and Philly are the other games that are not AFC North games at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Crazy.
You know, that's I mean, it's going to be fun from a fan standpoint, but it kind of has it set up for, like, what was the year where they were undefeated? It was a pandemic year.
Yep.
Where they were undefeated, and then all of a sudden, well, things didn't go so well down the stretch.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, that it's almost set up for Hard Knocks, because they're going to be on Hard Knocks. And don't you think that they did that on purpose, though? I mean, the Steelers were like, okay, like, you know, we have a back end of the season. We don't play a divisional opponent until November 21st or something. And then we have the Eagles, and we have the Chiefs on Christmas. I think that was all set up for Hard Knocks.
Well, the other three teams are involved in Hard Knocks as well, and I think they all have to play Kansas City.
Yes,
right. So, you know, so I don't know if any of those other teams has a Chiefs game over the last couple months of the season. At least one of them probably does. And how fair is that, by the way, to the Chiefs if they have to play a bunch of AFC North? Because the AFC North is really good.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we want to complain about the Steelers, they didn't make the playoff, but that division is the best division in football. It really is. It'll be fun at the end of the season, as long as every team has a full complement of players, or a reasonably full complement of players, in order to play the games that are going to be crucial.